Yeah, we've been exporting into Vietnam since early last year. And certainly some of the, you know, we were greatly concerned around some of the footage that was seen, a couple of months ago from within the Vietnam market. That market has grown so quickly, that, some of the supply chains, hadn't been trained, hadn't had the, really the necessary investment around ensuring that all of those facilities met everything consistently and were able to handle the volume of cattle coming through. So we've probably backed off in terms of the number of importers that we're supplying, the number of supply chains that we're supplying, to really concentrate effort and investment around building much longer-term sustainable partnerships with the people that we're supplying. That includes a lot of training, a lot of investment in infrastructure, and implementing a very strong monitoring system, which means that at in every feedlot and in every abattoir in our supply chains, there'll be cameras, there'll be NLI scanning points, that every animal that walks past one of those scanners has a photo taken of it, right through to the point of slaughter. And we'll also have live real-time feed from those facilities, 24/7 feed from those facilities, that captures what else is actually going on at the facility at the time. So,
and who monitors that footage?
Yeah, we've engaged a company, with a control room based in Indonesia, and they staff that. Part of their responsibility is to staff that and be monitoring that footage so that instantaneously, if there is an issue, we're made aware of it, we can act. We have quite a large group of staff based in Vietnam as well as in Indonesia, that we can act straight away and address the situation. So we think, that gives us confidence around our supply chains, and we hope that will also provide confidence and a measure of where the industry needs to go, which we firmly believe it does.
Yeah, this is the future of all supply chains in the live cattle trade, do you believe?
Look, certainly at the moment we're concentrating on Vietnam, because that has to be our priority at the moment. Certainly we would look at any new markets and any new supply chains that we're going into, with this being a part of that process.
Roughly, do you know how many cameras you've had to plonk up on the wall?
Look, it's a great number. I can't tell you exactly how many, but it's a great number. And we just simply see that as a really important part in the maturing and the maturity of the industry, and us being able to have absolute transparency around where cattle that we source from, our customers in terms of the elders business, where those cattle go to and how they're looked after. And it's a really important part of our business.
Yeah. And just finally, if I own red cattle, am I going to get more money going to Vietnam? You said that really is the preference.
Yeah, certainly. The critical difference between the Indonesian market and the Vietnamese market is a couple of things. One, Indonesia is much more feeder cattle focused and Brahman cattle, grey Brahman cattle focused. Although some customers take a few crossbreds as they do, but the Vietnamese market has a preference for red cattle. Red in their culture is lucky, but a lot more slaughter cattle going to that market. So, the two markets are quite symbiotic, if you like, around how they operate.